Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 26, The Bhatta Acharya is Converted, Part 2. Sarvabhauma then asked Lord Chaitanya to explain the famous Atma Rama verse, for the Bhatta Acharya desired to hear it from Lord Chaitanya himself. Lord Chaitanya replied that first of all, the Bhatta Acharya should explain the verse according to his own understanding, and then Lord Chaitanya would explain it himself. Sarvabhauma then began to explain the Atma Rama Shloka using his methods of logic and grammar. The Bhatta Acharya thus explained the Atma Rama Shloka in 9 different ways. Lord Chaitanya appreciated Bhatta Acharya's erudite scholarship in explaining the verse, and then said, O my dear Sarvabhauma, I know that you are a representative of the learned scholar Brihaspati, and you can explain any portion of the Shastras very nicely. Yet, your explanation is more or less based on academic education only. But aside from this academic scholarly approach, there is yet another explanation. And then, at the request of Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, Lord Chaitanya explained the Atma Rama Shloka. The words of the verse were analyzed thus. Number 1, Atma Rama. 2, Cha. 3, Munaya. 4, Nirgranta. 5, Api. 6, Urukrame. 7, Kurvanti. 8, Ahaitukim. 9, Bhaktim. 10, Itambhuta Guna. 11, Hari. This verse has already been explained in Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Sanatan Goswami. Lord Chaitanya did not mention the 9 different explanations of the Bhatta Acharya, but Lord Chaitanya did explain the verse by analyzing these 11 words. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya expounded 18 different explanations of the word Atma Rama. In summary, Lord Chaitanya said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is full of innumerable potencies. No one can estimate how many transcendental qualities Krishna possesses. Krishna's qualities are always inconceivable, and all processes of self-realization inquire into the potencies, energies, and qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, the devotees of the Lord immediately accept the inconceivable position of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya explained that even great liberated souls like the Kumaras and Shukadeva Goswami were also attracted to the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Lord. Sarvabhauma appreciated Lord Chaitanya's explanation, and the Bhatta Acharya concluded that Lord Chaitanya was none other than Sri Krishna himself. Sarvabhauma then began to deprecate his own position, relating that he had at first considered Lord Chaitanya to be an ordinary human being and therefore committed an offense. Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya then fell down at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, deprecating himself, and requested Lord Chaitanya to show his causeless mercy upon him. Lord Chaitanya appreciated the humility of this great scholar, and therefore Lord Chaitanya exhibited his own form, first with 4 hands, and then with 6 hands, known as Shadbhuja. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then repeatedly fell down at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, and then composed various prayers to Lord Chaitanya. Sarvabhauma was undoubtedly a great scholar, and after receiving the causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya, the Bhatta Acharya was now empowered to explain Lord Chaitanya's activities in different ways. Indeed, the Bhatta Acharya was able to express the method of chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is said that Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya composed 100 verses in appreciation of Lord Chaitanya's activities, and that those verses were so great that they could not even be surpassed by Brihaspati, the greatest learned scholar in the heavenly planets. And Lord Chaitanya was very pleased to hear those 100 verses, and thus Lord Chaitanya embraced Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya. The Bhatta Acharya became overwhelmed with ecstasy by the touch of Lord Chaitanya, and Sarvabhauma practically fell unconscious. The Bhatta Acharya cried, trembled, shivered, and perspired, and sometimes Sarvabhauma danced and sang and fell at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Meanwhile, the Bhatta Acharya's brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, and the devotees of Lord Chaitanya were thus surprised to see Sarvabhauma now transformed into a great devotee. Gopinath Acharya then began to thank Lord Chaitanya. O my Lord, it is by your grace only that Sarvabhauma has been transformed from his stone-like position into such a devotee. But Lord Chaitanya replied to Gopinath Acharya that it was due to the devotee's favor that a stone-like man could be transformed into a mild, flower-like devotee. Actually, it was Gopinath Acharya who had sincerely wished that his brother-in-law, Sarvabhauma, would become a devotee of the Lord. Gopinath Acharya had sincerely desired that Lord Chaitanya would favor Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Gopinath Acharya was glad to see that his desire was finally fulfilled by Lord Chaitanya. In other words, the devotee of the Lord is more merciful than the Lord himself. For when a devotee desires to show mercy to a particular person, the Lord acts, and by the Lord's grace, one becomes a devotee. Lord Chaitanya then pacified Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya and asked him to go home. The Bhatta Acharya again began to praise the Lord. O my dear Lord, you have descended yourself just to deliver all the fallen souls of this material world. But such an undertaking is not very difficult for you. But still, you have turned a stone-hearted man like me into a devotee, and that is very wonderful indeed. And although I was very expert at logical arguments and grammatical explanations of the Vedas, I was as hard as a lump of iron. But your influence and temperature were so great that you could melt away a piece of iron like me. Thus ends teachings of Lord Chaitanya, chapter 26. The Bhatta Acharya is converted. Part 2. Recorded September 15, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Bhaja Bhakatavat Sala Sri Gaura Hari. Bhaja Bhakatavat Sala Sri Gaura Hari. Sri Gaura Hari sahi goshta bihari. Nanda jaso mati chitta hari. Bhaja bhakata vatsala sri gaura hari. Sri Gaura Hari, Sohi Goshta Bihari, Nanda Jaso Mati Chitta Hari, Haja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari, Sri Gaura Hari, Sohi Goshta Bihari, Hari Nanda Jaso Mati Chitta Hari Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari Bhaja Govinda Govinda Gopala Bhaja Govinda, Govinda, Gopala. Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari. Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare